Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Marcellus Wiley. Who you got, LeVar Ball or Trump?
Ooh, in a war of words?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with LeVar Ball, man. I'm going to pick the underdog on this one. Not as much experience publicly talking trash, but he's been raising those three boys into some studs, and I think a lot of trash talk has happened in that household, so I'll go with the underdog.
What was the reaction in L.A. over the weekend? A lot of people were focused on that clip of Lonzo walking away from that scrum and how his post-game attitude or his post-game response was, this is the NBA, nothing really happens anyway, and I didn't want to get teched up, so I just left my teammates basically in the dust. I mean, it was kind of a weird look. What was the reaction?
Yeah, it's crazy. A lot of people wanted him to get into that fake fight. You know, in the NBA, nobody's really going to do anything. A lot of hold me back, a lot of pushing and shoving, but nothing really going down. And you know what? I like the fact that a rookie in this moment realizes this is about nothing. So why should I get involved with nothing? I understand it's not the best look when you're talking about your teammates and having their back, but it's not a real engagement. It's not a real fight. It's not something really going down here. So I kind of like it. Some part of me says respect to the rookie. Who knows? This is all showmanship. This is all games. And he's not going to play those games, so respect to him.
All right, so we've got to get to the real question. Our host, Brian Hayes, is I don't think he's taking solace in the Buffalo Bills' struggles, but just explain to us what the hell's going on in Buffalo.
Oh, my God. How much time we got? I mean, that's insane. The level. I mean, you're talking about going into a locker room, telling those guys that, hey, we're going to put someone in that we know is not the better option, is not necessarily the best thing for our present playoff run, but we're going to look to the future. And there are guys in there that say, hey, I may not be a Buffalo Bill in the future. Let's win these games right now. And they went out there audacious, just full of cockiness, and saying, hey, whoever we put out there in this system, they do the right things, they'll succeed. And they put Perriman out there as a rookie. I've not seen a worse performance, rookie or not, from a quarterback in that short stint ever. And the numbers say that this only happened four times in NFL history. But I went to that game, and I'm sitting there, and it's the first quarter, and then it's the second quarter, and there are five interceptions thrown. The guy looks like he didn't know which color to throw it at. And it was just sad to see. But the Buffalo Bills have done this before. I was there in 98, 99. We had Rob Johnson, and they were out there trying to justify the money to Rob Johnson and not playing Doug Flutie in that playoff game the last time the Bills were in the playoffs. Music City Miracle. They did the same thing to us. They told us Doug Flutie was our quarterback. We had won 10 games with him. We get to the playoffs. They make the switcheroo, just like they did here, and it cost us. It's just that simple. So the Bills have history with this situation, unfortunately. But how laughable is that moment when you put a guy in and he throws five picks before the half is over? That's insane.
Well, what's laughable is the guy to my right thinks that Bills should go back to Peterman again. What do you think about that?
You know, I mean, they may double down on it because, you know, you got to still sell yourself as a leader, as an evaluator of NFL talent. So maybe you have to go there. Look, it can't get worse. There's no way he can get worse than that. I mean, I can't see the guy going out there playing a full game and throwing 10 picks. So you know what? You made the decision. You sold it to the guys. They bought into it for a half. Maybe you got to buy into it again and say, you know what? Tyrod Taylor has his limits. I don't think that's real. I don't think that's the truth. But at the same time, that's what they're selling. So you might go back to him just for the fact that you want to keep sticking your chest out. Like, I'm right. I know this is going to work. And we'll see how that plays out. But let's be careful. This is how you lose a locker room, and you lose it quickly by doing stuff like this.
Well, and I would argue that they would lose it anyway. I mean, they probably lost it anyway, you know. And that's why I think you have to go back to Peterman, because you've already made yourself half a joke. You're a full-blown joke as an organization and as a rookie head coach in Sean McDermott. If after one half you say, my bad, Tyrod's our guy, let's push for the playoffs, I really believe in him. Like, I don't see how Tyrod Taylor can step in there and have the kind of mentality or mindset to get the job done. They're in Kansas City. They're a tire fire. They need a win. That's a tough stadium to play in. But if this was all about the future, and I think that's what it was, it's all about evaluating what you have in Peterman. Yeah, it was brutal. It was an unmitigated disaster. But the next step is to see how he responds to it. I think you have to give him the opportunity to try to play out of five picks and 14 throws. Because if that's all it is, then why did you make the decision to begin with?
Great point. At halftime, I think they were faced with that decision, and they were faced with those realities that, what are we going to do? Are we going to eat our words right now? Are we going to eat some crow on this? And to their credit, they actually went back to Tyrod in that second half. Will they do it with a work week under their belt with the guy having that experience and having that kind of beat down? Would you go back on your word? I like your point. I just think that you already made the wrong decision, but you sold it the right way. Now you can't sell it again. It's just the guys are just sitting there like, whatever. And like to your point, they may have already lost this locker room. Guys are already checked out, tuned out. But if you're going to go forward, the only way that they can go forward is by owning this decision, to your point, and saying, hey, we were right the first time. Stick with us. We'll be right again. If not, this will blow up in their face now or certainly in this offseason.
With Marcellus Wiley, do you believe the Cowboys can get their season back on track?
Oh, man, tough. Cowboys, you lose three of your four best players. It's going to be tough sledding. Dak Prescott last couple weeks, what, 16 points total combined? So I think we're starting to write down that Dak Prescott can't win without some of that surrounding talent. And I don't think that's really an indictment on him or a negative statement. But some people were questioning, could he win in spite of? There are some guys that can do that. Tom Brady obviously comes to mind. In spite of, he can still pull out ball games. Dak Prescott in his second year, not in that position just yet. But no Sean Lee, no Tyron Smith, no Ezekiel Elliott. That usually adds up to disaster, and I think that's what we see right now. They just can't figure it out offensively enough to be explosive to put fear in those defenses to actually score those points. So they're really undermanned right now, and they need their top-end talent to come back because this season is going to get away from them. And then Ezekiel will return, but it's going to be for a lost cause if they can't score more points in the interim.
Great stuff, Marcellus. Always appreciate you doing this. We'll do it again soon. There he is, Marcellus Wiley, joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Check out the new 2018s and get rates starting at 0%. Plus, receive 5,000 Aeroplan miles with every purchase. Go to MapleToyota.com.